And we'll take your calls with Mitch Batras in just a moment. So tell me, Mitch, about the tsunami risk in L.A. What's going on?
Let me just one second. Let me just finish on this sunspot and your excellent work on knowing about the far side of the sun. Most people don't know about that, where we can actually view the sunspots that are coming around. Sunspot 1112 doesn't look like it's going to cause too much more trouble, but you never can tell. We'll know in the next 48 hours. Certainly could come up to a C-class flare. Mm. And by tomorrow, it will be directly Earth-directed, right center point. So we'll see what happens. Sunspots 1110 and 1109 are coming around the eastern edge of the sun. It's reversed, and I think in tomorrow we'll see sunspot region 1108 pop up. So my equation will suggest that we should see some unusual and extreme weather in the next 72 hours.
Okay,
it is directly relative to the solar power activity.
All right.
Now, absolutely. This is a new study that just came out, and it is suggesting that the places that they didn't know of before are vulnerable to these tsunamis. Unfortunately for you, George, Los Angeles is one of those spots.
Yeah.
And where they learned this was in Haiti. When the event occurred in Haiti, one thing that they did not calculate before was the sediment. So what happened around the Haiti earthquake is sediment, loose soil, if you will, underwater, slid down rapidly. And that was what caused the tsunami. And in this particular article that was released today, it's also highlighting the fact that it's not the high waves that caused the problem. So you're not going to see this, 300-foot wave coming from the coast over Los Angeles. But it's the surge. So it could be, literally a 3-inch surge could cause some severe damage. But most likely it'll be possibly as large as a 3-foot surge. And that is what they're suggesting would happen, is sediment around the Southern California. If the San Andreas, which is another article that was just released today, now predicting that it's more probable that it's overdue, and that it'll probably be larger than the 1857 earthquake,
geez,
which was a 7.9. So they're looking at an 8 plus, an 8, 1, 2, 3, who knows, and that it's overdue. So if something like that was to occur, it could cause some type of chain reaction, shift the sediment down from the coast, and that's what could cause a backlash